Everything old is new again at the Squamish Legion, literally and figuratively. Royal Canadian Legion Diamond Head Branch No. 277, as it is more officially known, has new floors and walls in its lounge at 40194 Glenalder Place, adding to its new tables and chairs that were added in recent years. If people are paying money to be part of a club, they should get something of value out of that, said recently re-elected branch president Russ Robertson. Tom Bars is the newly elected vice president. The Legion Lounge is open for anyone. You don't have to be a member to drop by and have a drink, Robertson said, adding that they have very flashy and relatively new dart boards where enthusiastic locals play darts. The Squamish Darts League plays every Tuesday evening in addition to singles nights on Thursdays. We have the best dart boards in the sea to sky, said Robertson. This was a year of abundance in some ways for the Legion. Through its popular Saturday afternoon fundraising meet draws, the organization donated more than $32,000 to Sea to Sky community groups. I'm pretty proud of that, Robertson said. Examples of beneficiaries include Howe Sound Secondary School bursaries, Community Christmas Care, The Market, Squamish Food Bank, and many more. The Legion also had a big increase in the funds raised during its annual Poppy campaign. The campaign usually averages $15,000. This year it fundraised just over $21,000. That money goes toward veterans organizations or veterans programming. My thanks to the community and local businesses for supporting us this year, including the amazing community turnout at Stan Clark Park, Robertson said. Find out more on the Legion's Facebook page or its website.